My precious heart dwellers, His grace is sufficient for us, and His power is perfected in our weakness. Hold on to these words of truth, for truly the heat of a battle is upon us. These have been some of the most difficult days since we began our channel in earnest over a year ago. They have been days filled with problems, sorrows, challenges, brought on by those who hate Jesus and all He is and stands for. Yes, the enemies of the cross have loaded more suffering upon our backs with a greater release of evil than we've ever seen. And what do I have to say to our enemies? I want to thank you all, for through your hard work, we're being taught wonderful and glorious things about the kingdom of God. And through His power and grace, we are rising above all opposition. There is not a day that goes by that I do not thank God for what you are teaching us. When I do not see one of your vile posts, I truly feel sad. I was learning to love and forgive you, and I welcome that opportunity every day, even though we have to delete it so it doesn't disturb the rest of the channel. What you are doing for us is nothing short of miraculous. Jesus Christ is victor. He is teaching us to love and forgive you. And all of us on the Heart Dwellers team feel the same way about you when we pray. I will not be at all surprised to see you in heaven, where I'll give you great big hugs. We will not relent in praying for you and loving you. Jesus has given us His heart for you. So, my precious family, when I came into prayer after spending much time on the battlefield, but not able to get into the prayer I wanted to storm heaven with, I felt I had let Him down. But I can only do so much in a day, and correspondence today was very, very heavy. I love you all so much, I can't stand to see you go without a word of comfort and encouragement. And what you have sent us has truly lifted our spirits and our swords to continue on. Dearest Jesus, my heart is so heavy because so many are suffering over this channel, and I have been unfaithful in prayer today. Please forgive me, Lord, and lift our spirits back up off the floor and help us make sound decisions. The Lord began, Claire, I'm right here by your side, suffering with you. It's not any easier for me to see you suffering because I suffer with you, my dearest. Yes, these are hard times, but if you knew the glorious harvest that is coming to me because of your sufferings, you would ask me to increase it 100-fold. Oh, Lord, I couldn't. I'm just too weak. There's no way I could ask you to increase it. And yet I have increased it over and over again since this channel came into being, and I told you, you were going behind enemy lines. And I gave you the vision of you parachuting down into their jungle. But you do not see the growth that has wrought in you, or the souls that are now hearing me clearly, because of all of you and your team willingly suffering for me. Well done, my good and faithful servants. Soon you will enter into your master's joy. But until then, continue to ask for more strength, because my grace will not fail you if you keep going. I will keep pouring grace after grace after grace upon you, through you and in you. Now in heaven there are mountains of graces being distributed because of the maturity and dedication of your team. I have handpicked every one of them. I have armed them and assigned legions of angels to them, and every day I instruct them. You see, in this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and so will you, as it is written. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. That's John 16:33. And when he said that, take courage, I have overcome the world, I meant it to mean, yes, he's overcome the world, and he's overcoming the world now, in us and through us. The Lord continued, there are three scripture passages I would like you to keep in front of you constantly as we approach the day and hour of your liberation. The first one is from Matthew 25. It talks about the wise and the foolish virgins. But the wise ones took oil in flasks along with their lamps. The bridegroom was delayed. They all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight the cry went out, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. The Lord continued, break it down this way. The bridegroom was delayed. The second one is from 2 Corinthians 12. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest on me. That is why, for the sake of Christ, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. The Lord continued, break it down this way. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. The third one comes from John 16. You see, in this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and so will you, as it is written. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. And the Lord continued, break it down this way. Take courage. I have overcome the world. So here the Lord has laid out three things, three scriptures that he wants us to keep our eyes on as we go about our days. The bridegroom was delayed. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weaknesses. And take courage, I have overcome the world. Jesus continued, timing plays a major part in this. You will all notice how much you have grown in the anticipation for my coming. This is quite deliberate on my part. When a woman is to give birth, at some point she must start pushing. If the child is posterior, that is, face up instead of face down, the pushing is quite difficult and yields little results. Therefore, the midwife must say continually, just one more push, one more push, push. With your first child, you remember well the agonies of that 12-hour push. Boy, do I ever. My daughter came out with a little pointed head. Jesus continues here. You see, my church, you are giving birth to souls, and each new labor pain brings with it another push. And the birth is difficult, so you continue to push and push. Just when you feel you can't manage one more push, I breathe my grace into you, and you continue to push. One of these moments, your pushing will be at an end, and the child will be born. In the meantime, you are going from glory to glory. By the generosity of those who hate me and hate you, your so-called enemies, you are not only learning the ways of the dark ones and broadcasting what you have learned around the world to those who need to hear it, you're also growing in spiritual power and stature. You are literally rising to the occasion. They don't realize they are actually facilitating a classroom and gymnasium where you are coming into great power and glory. but I am using them. They think they are doing you harm. Quite the contrary, they are serving me well in raising up my body in glory. Soon enough, the tables will turn, and they will suffer major defeats, because they are the ones who help teach you how to rise up and fight. Iron sharpens iron, and their master does not care for their future. He looks forward to the day when he can finally reveal to them they've been had, and their kingdom is the fire that never abates, and the worm that is never satisfied. So you see, you are growing. You are reaping a harvest. You are shining, my bride. You are becoming all I have called you to be. Even as it is written in James, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. That's James 1. Break it down, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Do you know what it means not to lack anything? It means you are approaching perfection and the perfect reflection of your Creator. You are rising to the full stature of Christ, even as that is written, to equip the saints for works of ministry, to build up the body of Christ, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, as we mature to the full measure of the stature of Christ. That's Ephesians 4. Jesus continued, break it down, as we mature to the full measure of the stature of Christ. You are becoming little Christs, and soon you will arise, my bride, without spot, wrinkle or blemish. Yes, you will be purified and stunning, arising in glory, where all of heaven will rise up to greet you in great majesty. For your struggles and victories have been innumerable. Therefore, put behind you the toil and pain of each day, and looking forward, behold the glory and majesty of your adornments as you come to greet your spouse. Arise, my bride. You are the victor in these battles, and you will be bedecked in jewel-embedded bridal gowns, reflecting the transforming power of the graces you have so readily accepted and corresponded to. Your beauty is marvelous to behold. Do not be detained by the soiled garments of the past. Rather, look beneath your feet. The enemy is clothed in rags, which will soon be consumed by the fire. I bless you now with endurance and love, that you may run the race to the finish line and receive your glorious crown.